Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This would be the most awkward of family face-offs. Because you don't even have the ability to like put your arm around your brother after this happens and be like, hey, we're still tight, right? Because you may already have a rivalry with this person just based on the relationship you have. You're hanging out in the break room, around just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So tomorrow's Football Friday. Get ready for this Bills-Colts matchup Sunday, 1 o'clock here on CMF. I'll be at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Shiloh.
Okay.
So come hang out, do that whole thing. But this game will not just be a matchup of two NFL teams. It'll be a family face-off.
So who's the family?
Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babich.
Oh, yeah, Babich.
Yep. His brother-in-law is Colts quarterback coach Cam Turner.
Babich takes on Turner.
That's right. All right. And they are related because Coach Turner is married to Bobby Babich's sister, Janie. So here's the thing.
Janie Babich.
Well, she was a Janie Babich, but now she's a Janie Turner, we can assume. It's nothing to see families face off in the NFL. Hell, we had a Super Bowl of two Harbaughs, brothers, right? And it was fun and it was interesting. We've seen father-son connection. We've seen all kinds of stuff like that. This would be the hardest family face-off to deal with.
What do you think?
Okay. Even if you like your in-laws, right, there is still a little bit of a rivalry at base level with those in-laws.
Okay.
Right? You like them, but you kind of got to keep an eye out, not that you're going to do anything, but like they're not a blood member of your family.
Yeah.
You probably could even hear some of the worst stuff if your sibling is telling you, like, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, blah, 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 right? And then you add the fact that both of these men are competing to work their way up the coaching ladder, right?
Oh, yeah.
The eventual goal is to become a head coach at some point, I would assume, for Bobby Babich and quarterbacks coach in Indianapolis, Cam Turner. I don't know how you smile, especially when these two will be facing off straight up against each other. Bobby Babich on the defensive side trying to take down the quarterbacks that he is coaching, Cam Turner, in Indianapolis. This seems really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's got to be hard for the wives, too. Like the sisters.
Yeah.
For the same reason. Like talking. Because they're going to talk. They may be at the game. Who knows?
Yeah, I was also but do you think, though, sure, you're going to be competitive with your in-law, your brother-in-law, but is it wouldn't you be more competitive with an actual sibling?
I agree with you. You would be. But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, if you're competitive with the end
I would think you get out all that awkwardness once you start dating your sister, period.
You think so?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be kind of you've already gotten over that part of the relationship.
I'm trying to think, like, if I had to compete against my brother-in-law, and I love my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, really, really good dude, right? But I wouldn't want to lose to him at anything.
And neither would your wife.
Yeah.
She would want her sister's husband to go down in flames so you could win if you're competitive.
I mean, you're laughing, but he's 100% right? You don't want that to be
you want
a better husband in the family.
So how do you have that conversation, right?
But
coming into the holidays...
Do we know if Bobby Babich is married?
We do not. Can we look and see if Bobby Babich is married?
I mean, he's an older cat, right?
No, he's not. No, he's like younger than me, I think.
Oh, he's that young?
Yeah. What is that?
Young Babich?
Young Bobby Babich. Baby Babich. No, because like, I mean, like, here's the thing. We're coming up on the holidays, and I don't know what the schedule is like for these guys if they end up all getting together, one in Indianapolis, one in Buffalo, whatever. But like, to be a fly on the wall in that room, if they're all having a meal together with their spouses and mom and dad and things like that, to what you're going to say to each other, because you can't mention that game at all.
No, you can't.
Right? And if the Bills win, they will be 8-2 for the first time since 1992. Did you know that?
No.
So it's massive success. They haven't seen in a long
time. Best record.
If the Colts lose, it's a serious dent in any playoff chance. Well, yeah. I mean, not dead, but not alive.
But they ain't looking good.
Alive, right? Like, these two guys are going in opposite directions on the season, and Bobby Babich could put his brother-in-law's team potentially away here.
You could get him unemployed.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about
that's
that.
That's a really good point.
That takes it to another level.
Let's say if you get to his quarterback, and you're the architect of him getting to your quarterback.
Or, I mean, the quarterback just performs poorly because they weren't prepared to play against Bobby Babich's defense.
Making you could get your boy fired.
That would be awkward.
Oh. Is Bobby Babich married?
If this is the right Bobby Babich, it does seem like he is married with a couple kids.
How many Babiches could there be?
I hope not many.
There's not a barrel of Babich.
I wouldn't even know how to spell Babich.
B-A-B-B-I-T-C-H.
No.
Nope. B-A-B-I-C-H.
You're looking at it. You got it wrong.
Well, I just went. We just
it's
did
just
bitch
the way
voice
we pronounce
theater.
It.
Babich. No, we're saying it the right way. Yeah. It just Babich. Sounds like it's spelled like bitch on the
yeah.
end, right?
Yes, no? It does.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bobby Babich, Bills defensive coordinator, will be facing off against his brother-in-law, the husband of his sister, Colts quarterback coach Cam Turner, this weekend when the Bills head to Indianapolis. So, like, because we're in the media.
Yeah.
Barely. Mm. We get sent these, like, things from the Bills of, like, interesting little tidbits, right? Yeah. So, like, it's one of the sections that they send. It's called Familiar Faces. For example, Colts defensive end Isaiah Land was born in Buffalo. He's a Buffalo native, right? Bills defensive tackle Eli Nkuh spent a season on the Colts practice squad. Really? Like, all of these things are so much less juicy than
really reaching now.
Right? No, that's what I mean.
One time drove through Indianapolis.
Does the whole family get together to watch his game?
Oh.
Because it would be an opportunity for all the family members to be in the same city for one night.
Yeah, because it's not a far away place. You could drive to Indy for the game, the family.
And I don't know where. Can we find out where Bobby Babich is from? Where his family is from? Where his sister, Janie Babich, now Janie Turner, may have grown up?
Yeah, but let's say at least your immediate family is going to go to see that family and we'll hang out and, you know, the game will happen. So, yeah, that could happen.
Would you feel comfortable having a meal with your brother-in-law the night before you're going to face off against each other in an NFL game?
It would be weird.
You think so?
Yeah.
They are from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, so Tulsa not that far from Indianapolis, right? So everybody could make
the whole
trip
clan.
Up, right? And like, okay, but if you are a member of that family, right, and I know like my
Hold on. He was born in Oklahoma, but he went to high school in North Dakota, so maybe they moved.
Man, went from bleak to bleaker.
Why would you do that?
That's an interesting move.
I bet his parents are in the service or one of them.
No, I'm thinking oil.
Oil? Oh, yeah, Tulsa up oil. To North Dakota. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, that's all oil.
That's oil?
That's all country
oil center. Armor oil.
Yeah. If you ain't oil, you soft.
If you are at that table, though.
You soft, Turner.
And one of your family members is facing off against his in-law. Mm. You have to say something to, like, stir the pot, right?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Like, I mean, you almost want something to happen.
Yeah. You want somebody to, like, shoot their mouth off.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, if there's another sibling we don't know about that isn't getting any attention, like, they got to be the one to stir the pot.
Yeah, 100%. If my sister and brother were having massive success, one of my sisters.
I want in on this.
Yes, I now want the attention away from them. Look what I'm doing, everybody. All right, again, tomorrow is a football Friday.
Oh, boy.
Tommy Tuzzlelegate is trying to come off his 1-4 week from last week, right? And can you name a single player for the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, Turner. Coach Turner.
He's not a player.
Well, I hear he could play. I hear the guy's in great shape.
So, no. He's actually, I'm looking at him now. He's not in good shape.
Oh, wait. They're getting a new
quarterback. I don't know.
Wait.
What?
Joe Flacco.
Wow. Oh.
Ah. Ah. He's replacing the other guy.
Who's the other guy?
Pete Maravich. I don't know. Who cares?
He's the big one. He is the one.
Why is he playing?
He's been, there's a reason. He's been in the news every day for the last 2 weeks, and you don't know his name.
He's tanking.
You don't know his name. Oh. Tommy will drool on himself and guess more players tomorrow. Tommy tells it like it is, and we will have those picks recapped by our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
All of that and more tomorrow on a Football Friday here in the Break Room on CMF.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.